talk a little bit more Brett Favre with our boy Hollywood. Time for the Hollywood Minutes. All right, we do it each and every week at this time. It's time for the Hollywood Minutes. We only know him as Hollywood. We protect his name so that he can be protected from David Stern's hitmen. Hollywood, how are you today?
Oh, boy, we are driving the world wild and freeing minds everywhere, Kelly. I'm glad to be back.
freeing minds everywhere.
This is correct. We are like taking people from the Matrix and zapping them out and feeding them the truth.
No, that's good. I love the truth. Brett Favre to the Jets. Just a weird thing for me to see him go there, of all places, particularly when we thought originally it would be Tampa Bay that I thought would be a better fit for him. Do you have some sort of secret insider Hollywood information that would give us a reason why he ended up with the Jets?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Going to the Jets have absolutely no talent, except they just added the main man of football, the only three-time MVP of all time, Brett Favre. I tell you what, the constant people saying there was so much cheating for the Patriots, they had no opponents during the regular season, finally they got an opponent in Brett Favre. And if it's just one on the entire 22 guys on the field he's got to go up against, hey, I'd take Brett Favre any day. He's going to take one or two games from the Patriots, you mark my words. And guess what? His jerseys are sold out everywhere already. You can't even get them online to get the number 4 in the green. Can you get me one, Kelly? I know you got a lot of contacts. Can you?
I
get
got
me
a lot, Paul.
Favre?
Yeah, I'll get your Brett Favre jersey.
You know,
now does it have to be one that you can wear, or is it? Can it be like a youth small?
Well, you know, being in Hollywood, you're constantly drinking the Penta water and doing the workouts. You could almost wear the youth small, but these muscles will tear right through it. I'm gonna tell you what. Here's a good thing: the New York Jets, New York Giants. Stern might be setting up an all-New York Super Bowl right now with double New York going at it with possibly the two best quarterbacks in New York right now.
All right. So you think that Favre makes the Jets an instant contender, and do you think that in your, you know, strange, bizarre place that you, you know, live in, and I'm not talking about Los Angeles either. This alternate universe that you live in, that you believe that everything is a conspiracy. Is this a conspiracy? I mean, you look at it and say, okay, everything indicated he was going to Tampa Bay, and at the last minute, he ends up with the New York Jets in the largest media market. I mean, is this not a play by Roger Goodell because, you know, he wants to get some limelight on the Jets?
You know what? Football was at the last. If football was almost finished, like Major League Baseball and the Olympics, where no one's watching, but football got saved by David Tyree and Manning last year. And I tell you what, it might have got saved again. I'm going to tell you what the conspiracy was. The conspiracy was NFL football trying to keep a man like Brett Favre out of football, just like they did Jose Canseco and Barry Bonds right now in baseball. You're telling me that there's not one team that'd like to have Barry Bonds out there? Or
no.
Canseco? Canseco's last season, he hit like 30-something home runs. It's ridiculous. But you know what?
Well, no one wants Canseco now.
What'd
no
you
one wants Canseco now.
I'd
he's
say, right, you know,
he's like 107.
The Giants could use him.
Well, that's you know, almost anyone. Yeah, the Giants could use my 85-year-old grandmother too. And you know, with Bonds, I don't think anyone does want him. And I'll tell you why. This is my theory on why. Old rich guys own Major League Baseball teams. All right.
Yeah.
And they hang out with other old rich guys. And no one wants to be the old rich guy at the club who hired the cheater, all right? Because guess what? When their kids go to their little private school or, you know, are at yacht camp for the summer, they all get made fun of. Your dad hired the cheating drug guy. And no one, you know, and then their kids come home sobbing, and then, you know, they have to cancel their vacation to Martha's Vineyard. So the way I look at it is, no one does want Barry Bonds.
Well, you know, here's the thing about the cheating on Barry Bonds. Was Barry Bonds juiced out of his mind? Absolutely. Was he on HGH? Absolutely. But you know what? For those Barry fans out there, here's a little secret. So was everybody else. Everybody, if you want to say that maybe he didn't hit as many home runs as Hank Aaron, that's fine, because Hank Aaron wasn't juiced. But Barry Bonds was doing just as much juice as everyone else who's playing baseball, even today. So was he better than everyone else that was playing with him? Yes, he was. Was he better than Hank Aaron? Maybe not. But he was better than all those guys that's playing today, that's for sure. And yes, was he juiced out of his mind? Yeah, but all these guys are cheating. All of them are doing it. You know what Michael Irvin said? And Michael Irvin said this correctly. Michael Irvin said everyone could be caught in the NFL and in Major League Baseball for doing some kind of illegal substance, and they only catch who they want to catch, and that's the truth.
I don't know if I believe Michael Irvin because his tie is way too short. Have you ever seen his tie? It looks like Otis from the Andy Griffith Show. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Michael Irvin, I won't hate on those very pimp attire he has. I'd like just to take a look at the various bright colors he's got in his wardrobe over there. It's unbelievable.
My God, it's frightening. Speaking of things that are frightening, Paris Hilton, what the hell's going on with her and the presidential candidates?
Well, you know what? This is a funny thing. McCain has a commercial that he's saying, oh, Barack Obama is the biggest celebrity in the world, and he shows Paris Hilton, and he shows Britney Spears, and then he shows Barack Obama. I think it was kind of a dumb ad because I think in a way it makes Barack Obama look better. And here's the thing. Paris Hilton comes out now and says she wants to debate both Obama and McCain. And I tell you what, I'd like to see that debate because Obama, this is all Obama ever says. This country is for change. I want change. That's all he ever says. He wants change. He never says what he's going to change, what he's going to do, just change. Then you got McCain over there just talking bad about Obama. We have no idea what these two guys stand for. So you know what? Let's at least have Paris Hilton stand up. Maybe she'll tell us what she stands for.
I don't even want to know what she stands for.
Well, I'd like for someone to stand up and say what they stand for. I mean, McCain and Obama, they don't tell us what they stand for. McCain talks trash on Obama, and Obama just keeps telling everybody he wants change. But what kind of change? Does he want to change it for the worse, change it for the better? And how is he going to change it? Why doesn't he say anything? It doesn't make any sense. The whole American politics is rigged, and I'll tell you what, it's rigged that we only have two parties. There should be at least 5 to 10 people up there telling us, and it should all be about issues, not about parties. That's what it really should be about.
All right, well, you and I both know that there is a place like that. It's called Fantasy Land.
Well, you know, right. Like we said, Kelly, it's got to start somewhere, and it started here. You know what?
Oh, boy.
It starts here with the truth, with the Matrix. We're helping people, bringing them out. And I'll tell you something, Kelly, guess what?
What's that?
I'm talking with people on the street, and they're saying, you know what's funny about the NBA ref, Donnie? Is that the NBA saying, there's no cheating in the NBA. There's no cheating here. And the ref saying, well, yes, there is cheating. I was part of it. I was doing it. No, that's not true. He wasn't doing any cheating. Maybe it was one. The guy's admitting there's cheating, and they're saying there's not cheating. It's phenomenal. I love that no one in the media wants to investigate this, and the guy's admitting that there's cheating. It's unbelievable.
You love the NBA. You can hardly wait till the end of October. It's your favorite thing, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I got another thing for you. You know what I'd like to do? I wish I was like, you know, Jay Leno. He's got the guy that plays Bobby Bacala, Stephen Shapura. He's out there in L.A. and he interviews the people on the street. I'd like to interview the people on the street in L.A. because I don't even think they even know who Manny Ramirez is over there in L.A.
What?
They don't
Everyone
even
knows
know
who Manny is.
Ramirez is.
I think you should do it. I think next week,
yep.
we'll just put you, you know, we'll put you downtown L.A., or put you on Sunset. We'll put you somewhere on Sunset or on Rodeo Drive or whatever, and we'll let you go out there with your cell phone, and you just interview people and say, do you know who Manny Ramirez is?
Or I absolutely
who wears
will,
99 for the Dodgers?
Say, is that the mayor? They're going to say, is that the mayor?
Is that the mayor?
I don't know who Manny Ramirez is. Oh, hey, Kelly, guess what we did?
What?
We did it again last week. We were joking about Batman and the voice.
Yes.
Remember that?
Right.
The famous Batman voice. Kelly, listen, I'm going to get you. That voice?
Yes. Yes.
Well, guess what? A week later, I'm surfing the net, going on Yahoo.com, and on there, top story, it said, lots of fans complain about Batman's voice. We're always ahead of the game here, Kelly. We're always ahead of the game.
That's what I like. Well, it's because you are the Hollywood insider. Let's get some Hollywood news. What's going on? Something bad for Lindsay Lohan? I mean, I thought that she had found happiness with this female disc jockey. I thought that this, you know, she had found herself a life partner and she was happy. What's going on?
Well, you know, there's some rumors right now about Lindsay Lohan. And did she try to commit suicide? Did she cut herself? What did she do? She's wearing these huge wristbands. What I've got confirmed from some good sources is that actually she's done tattoos on her wrist now, and it's not that she tried to kill herself. So here on the Hollywood Minutes, we're coming out with those are tattoos from some very credible sources that I have. And you know what? I can't wait for, you know, everything we've said on the Hollywood Minutes has come true.
All right, so Lindsay Lohan has only tattoos on her wrist. She did not try and kill herself.
You are 100% correct.
All right, that's good to know. You were talking about Batman. Heath Ledger playing the part of the Joker, and of course, he passed away. And Mary Kate Olsen, from Who's the Boss fame. What's going on with that story?
Well, you know what, Kelly? What's going on now is investigators want to ask her a couple questions because she was one of his girlfriends at the time. And they want to ask her some questions about what she knew, what was going on that night, what went on. She said she refuses to answer any questions unless she's arrested. And a lot of people are saying, well, hey, that sounds awfully fishy to me. But you know what, when you're dealing with police officers, I wouldn't want to answer any questions either because they're not your friends. You know, they're not asking to help you out. They're not going to ask to help out Mary-Kate. You know what I'm saying? They're asking to put her away. So I don't blame her for doing this, but a lot of people are trying to say, hey, by her not answering, does she have something to do with the death?
Well, listen, even if they put her away, I mean, they'd have to put chicken wire up between the bars because couldn't she just walk right between them?
You know what, Kelly, that's damn funny. I tell you what, I saw her the other day at the Ivy, and I tell you what, she is so skinny, I almost wanted to use her thigh to floss my teeth.
I was going to say, I mean, she runs around in the shower to get wet. She turns sideways, you lose her. By the way, I said Who's the Boss. It was Full House. My bad.
You know what's funny? She fell off a building. She wouldn't even fall. She would just float back and forth like a feather.
She did. I mean, it's just frightening and almost disgusting. Hollywood, always a pleasure. Great stuff again. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Kelly. There's some super gossipers out there, by the way, trying to say, you know what, maybe with the next blockbuster out there, maybe they might knock off somebody, James Dean style, and, you know, there's going to be a big hitter. You know what? I'm going to tell you what. Signing out, Kelly, I just want to say this. Brett Favre, he has 3 MVPs. I wouldn't mind if he throws up that 4. He's the only guy in football history to throw a touchdown on the very first play in 2 back-to-back Super Bowls. The very first play in 2 back-to-back Super Bowls. And I'm looking forward to him to throw up that 4 for the 4th MVP. I wish the Raiders got him.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye, guys.
All right. That's Hollywood Minutes.